Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. and British authorities Monday continued an investigation into the weekend standoff of a Texas synagogue that ended with an armed British national dead and a rabbi crediting past security training for getting him and three members of his congregation out safely. Rabbi Charlie Seiten Walker said security training at his suburban Fort Worth congregation over the years is what allowed him and three other hostages to make it through the 10-hour ordeal, which he described as traumatic. FBI Special Agent Matthew Sarno.
We do believe from our engagement with this subject that he was singularly focused on one issue, and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community, but we're continuing to work to find motive, and we will continue on that path.
The FBI has since walked back the statement, saying this is a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. End quote. Today is Martin Luther King Day. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I have a dream speech. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s address at a march on Washington, August 28, 1963.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a red beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When you boil down President Biden's voting rights legislation, Democrats don't want anyone to show an ID to vote. Republicans, along with the majority of Americans, want an ID requirement. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio on Newsmax, explains vaccine requirements require an ID, so why not voting?
You can't make this stuff up. To the vaccine requirement and the ID, I mean, think about it. This is from the people who have told us all along things that turned out to be completely false. I mean, almost everything they told us turned out to be wrong. They told us that it didn't come from a lab. They told us that it wasn't gain of function research. They told us only 15 days. They told us mask work. They told us that there would never be a mandate. They told us that there was a federal plan. Joe Biden said that himself. I have a plan. They told us that the vaccinated can't get it. The vaccinated can't transmit it. And they told us that there's no such thing as natural immunity. So they've been wrong on everything. But now they tell us, you've got to have your papers to actually get into a restaurant. Meanwhile, as you pointed out, you don't need any of that to vote in so many of these Democrat-run places. It's ridiculous.
Here's some more information on a vaccine vaccine mandate in the nation's capital.
People 12 and older who want to shop and dine in the nation's capital must now show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. New rules taking effect over the weekend after Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser signed executive orders last month, forcing people entering indoor venues to prove they've been vaccinated. The Democrat mayor saying the mandate was a way to ensure hospitals don't get overwhelmed amid a spike in COVID-19 cases. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and to that mission, we need to understand America didn't fall off track yesterday. It's been going on for a long time. As our next guest, Mike O'Neill, the Assistant General Counsel and the Barbara K. Olson Legal Counsel, says decades ago, for example, teachers' unions stopped focusing on traditional labor problems such as wages, benefits, and hours, and instead became political entities pushing the left's agenda. Now they obsess over feeding our children the latest propaganda emerging from the radical schools of education. Mike O'Neill, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
It's good to be with you. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You know, Mike, you're so spot on. You know, some people think they just woke up and said, well, man, this just started yesterday. No, actually, if you really want to go back, back to the turn of the 20th century when the left said, look, if we're, you know, they're in it for the long game, we need to take over the educational system. And you look back at what happened in, you know, the early 1900s, it was a concerted movement by progressives to take over the educational system. And this has been a slow process. Some people want to go, oh, well, it happened back in the, you know, mid-60s when the Ten Commandments were taken out of the hallways of the educational system. Oh, no, that was just more manifestation that they were gaining ground, right?
Absolutely. And we have to understand that that's how the left and the Marxists, the left plays the game. They play decades. They play the long game. They set their goals and they achieve them. And then they move the goalposts further and further down the road. And you have to look at this from a longitudinal decade, year long, multi-decade process. And what we've seen here, I mean, Landmark Legal Foundation 20 years ago, actually, if you want to even look into this, filed a number of complaints with the Internal Revenue Service documenting the extent to which the National Education Association, the NEA, the largest teachers union in the country, utilized exempt funds for political activities, and they failed to report these on their tax returns. And we documented how the NEA had moved from, again, a traditional labor union to a political machine, a political activist, in essence an arm of the Democrat Party. And of course, that's joined now by the AFT, which is the American Federation of Teachers, which is a sister union, but almost pretty much risen in the past few years. It's traditionally been in the cities, but its level of influence has risen as the left has become further and further radicalized. These are radical organizations. These are radical entities. And look what they want to do. Just take COVID, for example. They want to continue, even just recently, even knowing everything we know about how bad it is for our kids to attend virtual schools, knowing all the data, everything we've seen in the past couple of years, they still want to institute pauses. You see this in Clark County, Nevada. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, you saw the movement in Chicago, which was thankfully a large outcry. Even the liberal mayor of Chicago opposed it, an effort to, you know, send children to virtual schools. And what you see here is even despite all of the outcry, all of the damage done, you continue to see teachers' unions pushing their radical leftist agenda.
Mike, the teachers' union is one entity. I mean, this is the leadership of the teachers' union. But the teachers themselves, they have been conditioned like everybody else. I mean, we have become irrationally fearful over COVID. So you can't help but have, on one hand, some compassion for these teachers that are following orders, that have been conditioned to think that, boy, if they get in the classroom, you know, they're going to die. I mean, it is that extreme. And so we need, you know, I don't know.
Clear voices out there.
Clear voice, but we need it. I was going to say something else, and it might be a little bit too extreme. I didn't want to shock our audience this much, but we really need a clearing of our minds over this whole deal so that we can, you know, even begin to imagine what normal would be like, because even though the science and the evidence is clear that though this Omicron is infectious, it is not lethal. I mean, we're talking less than 2% death rate, aren't we?
Well, absolutely, and particularly amongst the young and children. I mean, it's virtually nil. I mean, it's a bad cold. And the chance, you know, the opportunities for survival are very great. It's very slim for kids, and even for adults who are even unvaccinated, it's still the survival rate is very high. If you're vaccinated and boosted, it's even better. And so keeping kids at home in virtual school is a terrible idea. Every opportunity should be made to oppose school systems that do this. Unfortunately, what happens is the teachers' unions are oftentimes the only voice in the wilderness out there screaming and yelling, particularly when you have these inner cities where the parents aren't necessarily as well organized as you might have out in the suburbs. And so you'll have the one voice teachers' unions getting their way. Why are they getting their way? Yes. Well, because they're the ones that are organized. They're the ones that are pressuring the school boards and the school systems to follow their agenda. So what does it take? It takes parents. It takes community members, it takes community leaders to step up and be the voice of reason, to say, look at the science here. We know what happens when our kids are kept out of school. The science is indisputable. We have higher rates of anxiety. We have higher rates of suicide. We have higher rates of stress. Children, right now, I like to say we're in the kind of the fog of war right now, but we really don't know the extent to which the damage we're doing to our children by keeping them home and investing in this massive fear-mongering that the left is so wants to condition us to, into this incredible fear-mongering. And I think it's if you really want to boil it down to the root of it, what do you see? When you have people fear, when you have people live in fear and stress and anxiety, they're easier to control. And, I mean, I hate to say that.
Without a doubt.
Unfortunately,
no,
that's what we
You're exactly
see.
Right. Right. Well, and the other thing, Mike, that disgusts me is this. When do you ever go to war and you bring provisions to the enemy? You know, you say, okay, we're going to go to war with you, but we're going to cover all your costs. I mean, this is what we've done. This is what the teachers union have been able to do in collusion with the Democratic Party, is that they've been able to access the treasury of the people because the Democrats basically have bought their vote. You talk about quid pro quo. We heard so much from Nancy Pelosi about quid pro quo. This is an example of quid pro quo. You give us the vote, we'll take care of you. In fact, we'll even let you in on the inside track. So when it comes to policy, send us a memo. Tell us what you want, and we'll give it a government endorsement. We'll put it through a faster pace than Joe Biden has ever thought in his whole life. I mean, he has no comprehension in sense of anything with rapidity. He has proven time and again it's a slow process. This is why, like right now, embarrassingly, you ask them about test kits. Well, we're you know, we're getting to it. You ask them about information that's coming out of the border. Well, we're getting to it. And why should we be surprised? I mean, when he, along with President Obama, with the outbreak that happened during their administration, it took them months. I mean, 8-9 months to react to something. So here it is. If it hadn't been for what was already in motion that was done by the previous administration, heaven help us even all the more.
Absolutely. And what you touched on earlier is just the inherent problems with public sector labor unions. They use our tax dollars. They control their agenda. They impose their agenda. And there's no opposing voice at the table, because so oftentimes the people they are pressing are put in place by them, and so they're willing. You know, the elected officials, our school board members, and again, a lot of this is local, state and local here.
Exactly.
They are put in power by these local power brokers, and then they will, of course, accomplish their.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up more from Michael.
The level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
877-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Talking with Mike O'Neill, the Assistant General Counsel, and Barbara K. Olson, Legal Counsel, and it seems rather obvious that teachers' unions care more about power and not about children. Who would think that it would be this obvious? And Mike, you know, over the weekend, we had the swearing in of Virginia's governor, Glenn Youngkin, which really sent a notice, I believe, across the country to all teachers' union that the mama bears, the parents, are getting reengaged with what's happening in the classroom.
Right. Quickest way to motivate people to go out and vote is to threaten their children, of course, threaten their children's education, threaten their children's safety. And, of course, those were some of the issues that were really prevalent in Virginia last year when Governor Youngkin was elected.
Well, and the attorney general backed it up. He says, "Hey, we're coming after these antithetical forces because you know the people of Virginia have spoken. You know, the mama bears and the papa bears, and in other states of the union, this is coming forth. But meanwhile, you know, the big lie, the alleged noble lie of the left, it continues. They've tried to erase any reference to critical race theory, but the infrastructure of CRT still remains, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. And that's what you're seeing. Look, everyone wants to teach history. We want a full airing of history. History needs to be taught, the good, the bad, and the ugly about our country. But that's not what CRT is. And that's what, you know, proponents of CRT will say that, oh, those who are opposing CRT just don't want to teach history, just want to, you know, wash over history and not teach everything about the United States. That's not it at all. Everything, the United States, the good, bad, and the ugly, full airing of history, everybody should be for that. What we're not for, of course, is what they are, is what the left and the Marxists are pushing. And that is that you somehow are to be judged by your race and that you are somehow have an inherent advantage, in this country based on your race, not based on your personal choices and based on your actions. And the voters in Virginia wholeheartedly rejected that. I mean, we saw that, I mean, just in one election cycle, you saw President Biden swung Virginia, I think, by, you know, maybe double digits. I can't recall off the top of my head. And then 1 year later, what did we see? We saw a red wave crest across Virginia where Republicans were put back in power.
Well, it's common sense. I mean, and here it is. You have Governor Northam on his way out. He exonerates a pedophile. I mean, that really, to me, it's like, wait a minute. What is the Democratic Party about here?
Power and fear. I mean, that's it. That's what they're about. They're about power and fear and instituting a radical Marxist agenda upon the American people. I think that is indisputable. I mean, when you look at President, you know, there's not to get too far afield from teachers' unions and everything, President Biden had an opportunity to you know, supposedly, ostensibly came in as this great unifier. And what has he done? He's certainly divided America. The speech he gave last week was absolutely atrocious, making allegations that people who are for voter security and are for voter integrity are somehow Bull Connor or Jim Crow era.
Yeah.
I mean, what does that do? That only does one thing, that divides people. And reasonable people, again, can disagree on certain things. But equating your opponents to Bull Connor and Jim Crow does nothing but divide the American people. And so let's dispense with this myth that Joe Biden is somehow a great unifier.
Well, let's go ahead and, you know, for the reason of critical race theory, analyze that. I mean, these were all Democrat policies. George Wallace was a Democrat that he brought into play, into the discussion. It's like, wait a minute. You want to rewrite history yourself in this era on one hand that you're promoting critical race theory and you're ignoring the obvious that the party of the Democratic Party has been the party of, restricted voting rights and restrictions on blacks. And, you know, now it's gotten so crazy, Mike, that And yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable, but it's gotten so crazy now that, that you've got hospitals and doctors in New York that want to distribute healthcare COVID services based on the color of your skin. I mean, who would have thought that here we are on the 54th anniversary of Martin Luther King's birthday that we've got this kind of movement? This is how insane this has gotten.
I understand, and this is exactly what you're saying. What do we know about the left today in the United States? I mean, we see that it never stops. They are constantly moving the goalposts. Even the most things, even 5-6 years ago, that the left would have stayed away from, now are embracing wholeheartedly. I mean, and again,
right.
They see the crisis. Let's bring this back to what we were talking about earlier. They see the crisis of COVID and Omicron as an opportunity to institute their radical agenda. They have the American people. They want American people. They want your listeners. They want all of us living in fear. And what happens when we live in fear and stress and anxiety? They come to the rescue with their radical policies, and they can slip in their controlling Marxist ideology, not only upon us, but upon our children. But the American people need to stay vigilant. I think we've woken up. We woke up last year here in Virginia. We're waking up across the country now. We're standing strong. We're opposing all these radical efforts to indoctrinate our children with these insane philosophies, and we are striking back. I mean, I not to get, again, too political, I don't know if you just saw recently now the swing in people who identify versus Republican versus people who identify as Democrats. This just came out today, and it was a 6-point swing. That's absolutely, for the first time in history, more people now identify as Republican than as Democrat. What does that tell you about the modern Democrat Party today?
Yeah, and that number is, by pollsters who have a tendency to put their finger on the scale anyway. So what the real number probably is more dramatic than that. And then also look at what's happening in these varying demographics, whether you're talking about independents, you talk about the Hispanic vote, blacks realized after all these years and decades that here they continue to quid pro quo, give their vote to Democrats. And what do they got out of it? Besides a black president, even they got Bupkis. And the very powers have come against, the middle class. They all but destroyed it under the Obama regime, and Joe Biden is back at it again. But going back to what we were talking about with these teachers' unions, this format is consistent. So whether or not you're talking about teachers' unions or other entities, the progressives are moving the ball, as you say. They're continuing to move it forward in every aspect of our culture, whether it is with the teachers' unions, whether it is with energy, immigration, even our national security. It continues to move forward with their agenda and their perspective in mind. And the more fearful that we become, and what happens with each irrational fear, they secure more and more of our liberties at our expense.
Right, more and more control. I mean, think back if you can. I know it feels like ages ago, but think back into March of 2020. What were we originally told, parents of kids who attended schools? Well, we're going to have a pause. So it's a pause. The pause morphed into virtual schooling. Well, it's just this year. Then it morphed into virtual schooling for an entire better part of a school year. Most children were home all for the entire school year. Now, then with masks, just wear this mask. Now we want you to wear an N95 mask. With vaccination, take this shot. Now take this booster. Oh, wait, now you need to get a third booster. Oh, if you don't get third booster, then you're no longer here. It's just constant encroachment. You have to look at how the left plays and operates. It is constantly moving. It is constantly encroaching.
Well, Mike, what you said earlier is true as well, and that is the American people are wising up to the con, and they're seeing it's not working. And they're fed up with it. They're saying, okay, hey, look at, we're moving on. We're going to deal with our doctors. We'll move our kids out of public school. We'll homeschool. We'll make sure that as much as would count on us, as President Trump said, that the solution will not be worse than the disease.
Certainly. Reject fear. That's my modus operandi.
Yes.
Reject fear.
Well, And you're right. I mean, to talk about power and control, I mean, Lindsey Graham called out the Democrats, if you remember, during the Kavanaugh hearings. He said, this is all you're interested in. He says, I hope to God you don't get it. Well, guess what? They got it. And now we see what it looks like. And that's what we're seeing on display, is a full exposure of these progressives, Mike O'Neill. And I can't thank you enough for coming on. Mike is the Assistant General Counsel at Landmark Legal Foundation. Thank you for being with us, Mike. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood?
Revolution will not uphold constitution.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Liberalism is
white supremacy.
Liberalism is
Live. You know, the ultimate goal of what Dr. King was sharing with us, of course, is, you know, what happens with the true one world government that will happen with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But meanwhile, this is the direction. This was the goal, the aspirational goal, I believe was the aspirational goal of our founding fathers when they talked about that we were moving to a more perfect union. Not that we arrived, by no means. And we need people like Dr. Martin Luther King along the way to let us know when we're off course and we're short of that higher calling. And he paid the ultimate price for his courage. And we remember that today. With us right now from Reactionary Times is the founder and president is Julio Rivera. Julio, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, it's a very, very important day. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King is really one of the people that, you know, if you look at liberals now, you know, they've completely, like, forgotten what the real civil rights movement was about. Mm-hmm. You know, and Dr. Martin Luther King is one of the most important Americans that has ever lived. You know, it's one of those things that we'll never truly appreciate the importance of Dr. Martin Luther King. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about him, I think about, you know, changes in society. I think about, you know, because the truth of the matter is, you know, America is a great country and it's given opportunities to a lot of people. And one of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King, I think, really, really symbolized was the importance of the family structure and the importance of, you know, personal responsibility, which is the cornerstone of conservatism. You know, I think that what wound up happening
was the cornerstone of our Constitution. You know, it was the cornerstone of our
Constitution.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think what wound up happening was, you know, during the time of Dr. Martin Luther King, I think that what wound up happening was that liberals wound up destroying a lot of the things that Dr. Martin Luther King was about. You know, the family structure, Christianity. You know, he was a reverend. You know, he was a very deep Christian man. And what we wound up having was a society where people became dependent on the government. And I call it, and I hate to say it this way because it's like, you know, some people kind of are offended when I say it this way, but I think it's like almost like slavery again, where the poor people in America and the minorities in America kind of became dependent on the government again. And that was because of, you know, LBJ. That was during Martin Luther King's time. Martin Luther King was a great Republican, and he would be, you know, if he was alive today, and he would still be, you know, I think he could be alive today, you know, if he hadn't been assassinated.
He would have been 94, I think, or something like that today, if he was still alive.
Yeah, but yeah. I think that a lot of the things that happened, you know, in society, I wish that we still had him because the liberals have completely, I wish that he was there to shut down the Al Sharptons. I wish he was there to get the Jesse Jacksons in check. A lot of people prostituted his legacy, and I just think that that's horrible.
Well, you're bringing up such a powerful point here, and you're exactly right, is LBJ hijacked the good that Dr. King had put into motion, and he would have revolted against the movement because all he asked for in that part of that speech was a level playing field. let everybody, let blacks, let everybody have a fair opportunity to be successful. And what they did, they short-circuited it for one reason and one reason only, as LBJ made it clear. He told the Southern Democrats, he says, look, go with me on this. If you do, we'll have, he used the N-word, didn't say blacks, but he used the N-word, we'll have them voting Democrat for the next 100 years. And look what happened. And but it was a hijacking of Martin Luther King's message, what they did. And you're exactly right. And I'll tell you what, Julio, I don't know of anybody that has ever presented that before. That's quite insightful on your part.
Well, thank you. I mean, when I think about it, you know, I grew up in the inner city. I grew up in an area that was very predominantly Puerto Rican and black. There was a lot of poverty where I grew up. And one of the things that I noticed was that a lot of people just fell into that kind of lifestyle. You know, the one thing is when the government gives you everything, you know, all of your basic sustenance, you know, they keep you, I guess at a subsistence level, if you want to call it that or whatever you want to call it. It creates generational poverty, and I think that that's what the liberals have actually done. I don't think that they've done any favors for black Americans, you know.
No, not at all.
And then when there was an opportunity for them to do something good, which is like kind of improve the educational level that people of color can get, I mean, the president of the United States of America today, Joe Biden, stood against busing, saying that he didn't want his kids to grow up in a racial jungle. Mm-hmm. And when I look at minorities today and their default into the Democratic Party, it just makes me so sick to my stomach, because Joe Biden is just such a horrible man. And he's displayed so much racism, standing with people like Robert Byrd, you know, a Ku Klux Klansman, you know, right, and doing and attacking, you know, the great Clarence Thomas, you know, and then the fact that people will sit there and say that Donald Trump is a white supremacist just makes me so sick to my stomach. When he created opportunity zones, when he gave his own property to the Rainbow Coalition, which I don't like the Rainbow Coalition. I don't like Jesse Jackson, but he helped them out, you know, and he did a lot of things to help minorities. He's a New York guy, you know.
Exactly. We got about 20 seconds left here, and we got to go to break, and we'll have more from Julio on the other side. Even Bob Woodson, the founder and president of the Woodson Center, asked the question, is the black community a casualty of the war on poverty? We'll unwrap that a little bit more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, me and Julio, we're hanging out there, you know, just causing all kinds of commotion and trouble for all the good reasons. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant and a featured columnist at Newsmax, LiveZat, and The Washington Times. He also, and my thanks to Julio for carrying our latest commentary at ReactionaryTimes.com. And it's a year after January 6, 2021. Little has changed politically, and it's amazing. It's just the headwinds of the political environment. You know, the left wants us to believe in insurrections and that the elections were free and fair, and most reasonable people just say, you know, I'm going to let you fight that fight on your own. If that's what you want to believe, we'll pretend and move on and focus on the midterms, and hopefully the Republican establishment is doing everything they can on their end, unlike what they did in 2020, to ensure a free and fair election.
Well, you know, that's what it boils down to. And one of the things that I'm very afraid of is this sensationalizing of the coronavirus pandemic. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, I think that, you know, the Omicron or whatever they call it is not that deadly. Obviously, it's not something that ends, you know, in Africa, you know, the doctors in Africa were actually saying, we don't understand why people are going crazy over this new strain. And one of the things, and I have a lot of, before I became political, I actually worked on the fringes of, you know, the medical field. I was like more on the, you know, the collection side of it or whatever. But I know a lot of doctors, and I've spoken to a lot of people who are, you know, somewhat knowledgeable on this stuff. And what they tell me is that, you know, these viruses mutate downward as far as their potency. Unless there was gain of function, you know, that's something that Dr. Fauci kind of has to answer for. And quite frankly, China has to. But the fact of the matter is, historically, you know, viruses mutate downward as far as their potency. And as long as they're out there, you know, and people get exposed to it, you know, a little here, a little there, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, people will gain their own immunity, you know, to the coronavirus. And it's time.
Well, and I think that's what's happening a little bit, Julio, with Omicron. I think that's what's happening is that we're going to, after on the other side of maybe some, you know, clear reality, we may appreciate Omicron because it's reinforcing people's immune system, natural immune system, because we were so housed up, you know, and locked down during that time when we should have been exposed, when there were other nations like Sweden that said, no, we're not going to lock down. And it fortified their immunity. And we delayed the process here. And this is what's happening, I believe, is that as more people are being exposed to Omicron, not as lethal as Delta and as the initial COVID-19, we're reinforcing our immunity. And I think that's a good thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, Bill. I think the Democrats are sensationalizing it for the fact that they're going to try to administrate this election coming up in the midterm. Let me tell you something. Historically, the minority party always does great in the first midterm. And on top of that, we have a horrific administration right now that is failing on everything. So obviously the Republicans should win and win big in 2022. But I think that the Democrats, what they're going to do, that's the reason they're sensationalizing, you know, the coronavirus pandemic. Let me tell you something. The reason why people and the numbers are spiking is because a lot of people are traveling. A lot of people traveled because of the holidays. And as a result of that, you know, you had people that were, you know, infected with coronavirus. And if you do an antibody test, if you've been exposed to it, your body is going to create antibodies for it.
Exactly.
And so you're going to get these numbers that are going to go up. And as a result of that, you know, the media, the liberal media, obviously, is pushing this like, oh, my God, you know, the numbers are spiking. This is such a bad thing. And I think the Democrats are going to try to use that to try to affect the primary elections. They're going to try to test it during the primary. They're going to try to do it by mail. And then they're going to say, oh, well, we just did it by mail. And they're going to try to normalize it. And they're going to try to do another mail-in election in November, which will give them the opportunity to do all their little schemes and all their ballot harvesting and all the other things that they do, and they're going to try to steal the election again.
Well, they will be hard-pressed to get people to believe. I mean, it's bad enough that Joe Biden did not go out for the most part, stayed in his bunker in Delaware, and somehow came up with 81 million votes. I mean, that is out there. I mean, for all the histrionics we went through with Donald Trump getting elected, you know, Washington does not like surprises. It got surprised with Donald Trump, and so they had to make up a story, and one that was already preconditioned by Hillary Clinton with this false narrative and, you know, this report that the FBI and everybody went all in for. And here it is. It cost the people, cost us $50 million to find out it was all one big lie and there was nothing to it. And nobody goes to jail. except for, you know, Michael Flynn, who loses everything, and a couple other people, you know, that were associated with Donald Trump. I mean, that's just absurd that we would be treated this way. But like you said, they are not going to give up territory that they've gained by hook or by crook. And so it's going to take a concerted effort by fair-minded, you know, conservatives, Republicans, and people who believe in law and order to hold them accountable. And, you know, because we know that the Democrat Party, they have become the party of voter fraud. And you know what? It doesn't bother them, Julio. They could care less. They don't care.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, you know, America has become, under the Democrats, basically a banana republic. And they're stealing elections, and they're doing it, and they're going to try to do it again.
Yeah, and Schumer accuses the Republicans of wanting to make America a banana republic when it is their policies that are making us look more like Venezuela every day.
Yeah, it's insane. Insanity.
Go figure that one. Yeah, it's unbelievable. But this is all this contention, Julio, and we've got to find a way to come together. You know, and one of the things we talked about earlier was the difference between Martin Luther King and Black Lives Matter, and you know, what's going on. And it's all about power and control to have us at each other's throats, and understand that Black Lives Matter. You know, the end game for them is the destruction of America. Martin Luther King knew that America had to stand because that was the foundation and the established rails in which there could be fairness, that we had enough in motion here, enough infrastructure to where his dream could potentially be realized. A dream and possibility with Black Lives Matter and these anarchists, there is no way that you get into the zip code of anything that Martin Luther King was dreaming about, do you?
Exactly. You know, it's the Democrats have completely prostituted the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. They've tried to remake history and say that somehow, you know, they're trying to make Abraham Lincoln into a Democrat. They're trying to hide their legacy of the KKK and all the racism, you know, all the things, the horrible things that they've done during Reconstruction. And you know, I feel bad kind of for ignorant minorities. I'm gonna go so far as to call it what it is. You know, ignorant minorities are being manipulated by the Democratic Party, and it's time for people to get themselves educated.
Yeah, but look at Julio. Look what's going on with the Hispanics, the numbers. How many voted for Trump? How many have abandoned the Democratic Party? The Hispanics are wising up, and they're seeing
not
great
enough,
numbers.
Though.
And this
not
is
enough, though.
This is, yeah, well, hey, look, a step at a time, but still dramatic enough that the Democrats are freaking out over it, Julio.
Well, they are, and that's the reason why I think that they're going to – I think, honestly, like, listen, I'm looking at it from the perspective of a strategist. I think that what
yes.
they're going to do is they're going to use the coronavirus pandemic to try to justify another mail-in election. And if a mail-in election happens again, it's going to be, you know, whatever. You know, we're going to wind up with, you know, aces are wild here now, and
yeah.
God knows – who's going to wind up winning a lot of the battleground seats. And, you know, the Republicans almost won, you know, when Joe Biden won the presidency. They almost took back the House. And there's a lot of battleground seats that are decided by, you know, hundreds in some cases. In some cases, it's thousands. But, you know, a couple of carloads full of, you know, dirty ballots are enough to turn an election and turn, you know, the control of Congress, you know, to one party or the other. So,
well, we can only hope and pray, Julio, that look at the strategists out there. They're doing the right thing on behalf of free and fair elections for everybody. And hopefully that is realized to where people can once again maybe have a little bit confidence in the election process. Julio Rivera has been with us. He is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. Thank you, Julio.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase.